Governor Rick Perry is using radio ads targeting specific states to lure their businesses to Texas.
And I have a word of advice for employers frustrated by Illinois' short-sighted approach to business. You need to get out while there's still time.
The governor tells Texas is a place of limited government that's pro-business.
I was just down at the governor's office this morning.
Lee Higgins is with a Dallas company, the Site Selection Group, that helps companies and governments work out deals to relocate or start a business.
Every state out there has seen what leaders like Texas has done and what it can do for your economy. Texas, of course, hands down, is just killing it as far as job creation and capital investment and attracting companies to its state.
One key factor in why Texas is doing so well is the oil and gas industry. Officials with a state agency that regulates it, the confusingly named Railroad Commission of Texas, have maintained that a big reason the industry is booming is that Texas does not try to overregulate it, but rather works with it. Here's Railroad Commission member David Porter in a speech to oil and gas executives last year warning that if more aggressive federal environmental regulators had their way,
it will cripple the industry and it will cripple our economy. We must keep regulation of Texas's natural resources in Texas by Texans.
But here's why that worries some economists who study the effects of environmental regulation. They warn that if states try to outdo each other as the best places for business by weakening pollution laws, it could come back to haunt them. Arik Levinson at Georgetown University in Washington says federal laws were enacted decades ago for just this reason.
And so the Clean Air Act in 70 and 77 was enacted in part to set national standards so that states wouldn't compete with each other in a sort of race to the bottom. And the types of ads you're describing, which I haven't seen, are a perfect example of that type of race to the bottom.
A race to the bottom of state rankings for pollution. Texas has been listed among the worst for toxic chemicals flushed into the water, for overall cancer-causing chemicals released, and for the most hazardous waste generated. And yet there is a bill currently before the Texas legislature to make getting pollution permits easier. Another bill would limit the public's ability to challenge the granting of those permits, and another demands a study be done of state pollution rules to make sure none are any more stringent than the lowest acceptable standard. If the intent of such legislation is to improve the business climate, it begs the question, would it?
There is evidence that it can matter, that having stringent regulation can in fact deter some firms from locating in your state, but it's not as simple as just saying that that's the same effect for everybody.
Daniel Millimet at Southern Methodist University in Dallas says research provides no clear proof that lax environmental regulation actually creates more jobs overall. Some industries may not want to move to a place ranked poorly for pollution, and others may have to do business there regardless of how tough they'll be regulated if, say, that's where there's oil or a major port.
The worry is that if the perception is that firms do care about environmental regulation, we may undercut our regulation here in Texas, even though it doesn't actually influence the decisions that firms are actually making.
It's an important consideration in a state where oil and gas drilling is booming and where petrochemical plants are expanding. But for the moment, there's little argument that when it comes to sheer job creation, Texas ranks at the top. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.